Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf hey. And we're in the middle of a sugya. So let's just remember where we're holding. Back on daf beis omid aleph, at the very beginning of the Masechta, the Mishnah enumerated a whole bunch of cases of yodos. Yodos means not a full-fledged neder, but half of a neder, three-quarters of a neder. As the Ran said, it's as if you're picking up a pot. You don't have to pick the pot up from the bottom. You could pick it up by the handles. That is just as effective as holding the entire pot in your hands. So you can also go and make a neder by just saying the yad. A portion of the neder, as long as it uplifts the entire neder at the same time, that it's understandable. The Gemara is going to use the expression, it's got to be yadayim moichichos. If you have this tissue box and you say, huh, tissue box! So, I don't know what that means. Does that mean I want it, I don't want it, I reject it, I'm making an isser, I love it, I'm going to buy tissue boxes, I'm going to throw it out. I mean, that's a yad she'enu mechiach. So it has to be something that you understand from his words that he wants to make a neder, even though he didn't express it fully and expressly. So the Mishnah gave us a bunch of examples. Excuse me. And Dav Beis Omer Aleph, starting with the second line. It says in the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, I'm looking at Beis Amar Alpha. Hoy mele chaveiro mudrani mimcha, murufrishani mimcha, meruchukani mimcha, shani oilcha lecha, shani toyim lecha. All of these cases are cases of osur. The neder is chal. Now, the way you could learn this on the simple level is that if a person just, Reuven looks at Shimon and he says, mudrani mimcha, I am Nodur, in other words, is a neder on me from you. Omer Freshani Mimcha means I'm separating myself from you. Mirchukani Mimcha, I'm distancing myself from you. Each one of these sounds like a lashon of a neder. And similarly, if he says Shani Oichalecha, if I'm going to eat from your food. Shani Toyim Lecha, if I'm going to taste from your food. All of those sounds like I have five separate examples of a neder. However, when you look at the Ran on the bottom, the Ran quotes our Gemara, which is Shmuel, which we're going to see in a moment. Look, three lines from the bottom. Ha'im l'chaveir mudrani m'mchom b'farish b'gemara hainu yodois, that's a yad, u'meforshim nami, da'ochik tani. It doesn't mean mudrani m'mcho alone, but it's mudrani m'mcho together with shani oichel l'cho, or mudrani m'mcho together with shani toyim l'cho. And the same thing by Mufrishani. Mufrishani mimcha, shani oichalacha. Mufrishani mimcha, shani toyim lacha. And the same thing, Murchukani. The Haviyodois, Mishum Gloi Masik Dibure Lemeimar. He didn't finish it off like an Iker Haneder to say, Kikarban. Or, Inami Gloi Omer Isur Behedya. I don't see the word Isur anywhere among these words. Mudrani mimcha, I make a neder on me from you. Shani oichalacha, about eating from you. But he never uses the word no. Never, not, prohibited, precluded. We're leaving out the Iker Chosim and Asefer, the word Isur is missing. But since I can understand, Madrani Mimchai put a neder on me from you about eating. Ooh, sounds like there's something cooking over here. Eating. And therefore he's not going to go and eat. Anyway, that's how the Ran explained our Mishnah, that these are not five cases altogether. Madrani, Mavishani, Rachani, Shani, no. But rather, there's really three cases: mudrani mimcha, shani oichalecha, or shani toyim lecha; mufreshani mimcha, shani oichalecha, or shani oichalecha, etc. That's the way Ran explained. Where did Ran take this from? So now that was yesterday's Gemara. We're on to Dalet Amud Beis, middle of the Amud. Oim lechaverim mudrani, Omar Shmuel. Oh, the kulon achi oimar, shani oichalecha, shani toyim lecha. You got to add to the Mufreshani, Mudrani, Mruchukani, the word Shani Oichalcha, Shani Tarimcha. And then you want to ask something.
So, just saying Mudrani Lecha is just too vague, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
The Gemara is going to call that a Yadayim She'enam Moichichos.
So you have to add some sort of action verb to the Mudrani?
Exactly. Okay. Or to Mruchukani, or to Mufreshani.
Right. Okay.
Exactly right. Good. So this is the pshat of the Ran, the pshat of Shmuel, and everything is great. Now the Gemara asked a couple of questions, and therefore the Gemara changed a little bit, and we get down to three lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. El Omer Shmuel, brand new pshat. Taim di omar sheni oich lecha sheni toim lecha hu di oser b'chaveroi mutter. If you go and say the words mufreshani mecha sheni oich lecha und medrani mecha sheni oich lecha, in that case it becomes only a one-way neder. He is oser, but his chaver is mutter. Avo omar, onto the top of Hey Omer Aleph, Omar, Mudrani Hemoch, which is the same as Mudrani Mumcha, Luchudei, if he just says Mudrani Mumcha, then Shneyim Asur, and then both of them become Asur. Oh, so this is a totally new pshat than what we've been learning until now. What the Gemara is telling us, Mudrani Mumcha alone is enough. However, Mudrani Mumcha is so enough, it causes cataclysmic types of reverberations that it becomes osur on both of us. So if Reuven says to Shimon, Mudrani Mimcha, there's a neder that separates the two of us. It's as if we're building now a new Berlin Wall, or Chinese Wall, or the Mexican Wall. I don't know if it was, we built Nish built. But anyway, the point is, I'm now separating both of us, and then Shnei Nasurim, I'm now going to have enough from you, and you're not going to have a no from me.
Why do we automatically assume that Modrani Mimcha is a two-way street? Like, how do we learn that out?
That's because he leaves it with only those two words. Were he to add Modrani Mimcha Shani Oicha Lecha, Modrani Mimcha Shani Toyim Lecha, that means I'm talking directly to you. Modrani Mimcha, in which respect? Shani that I will refrain from eating from you, I will refrain from being toyim, from tasting from you.
So I didn't mean modrani, mimcha, just those two words. You have to add the action, right?
Then, you don't, according to this teretz of the Gemara, you do not have to add the action. And by adding, kol hamosif goreya, by adding, you are... Klal uprat type of thing. All of those wonderful words.
So by adding, you're narrowing.
You're narrowing the scope of the neder. If you would just say Madrani Mimoch or Mimcha, then it becomes also to both of us. In other words, there's a neder that separates the two of us. Mirchukani Mimcha, there's a distance that separates the two. Mufreshani Mimcha, we are separating each other. You can't have it.
So, according to this Mandalmar that says you can just say Mudrani Mimcha, isn't that too general? What does distancing mean for like?
The point that you're making is excellent, and the Gemara is eventually going to change its mind. At this point in the Gemara learns that Mufreshani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha is a two way deal. In Israel, they call it Du Tzidadi. It's mutual.
That's Hebraish?
That's Hebraish, yes.
Okay.
Okay, you can ask her from, is that correct? Du Tzidadi, it goes multi-directional. It's not just me against you or you against me, it's both of us together. Hadadi. Okay, mutual. Hadadi. Good. So now, the truth of the matter is, that being the case, then Mufreshani Mimcha, Mudrani Mimcha is enough alone. Why does Shmuel then have to say that our Mishnah is talking about Dafka, that I add to the Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Oicha Lecha? Let him go and say, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Mruchkani Mimcha, that's both. And Shani Oicha Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha is just one. Why does he have to go and say, join the two together? And for that, the Ran explains, because we didn't want in our Mishnah to have two different categories of Nidorim without explaining it. Meaning, if you're just going to learn it on the surface, that there are five different Nidorim of Yodles Nidorim, Mudrani, Mufreshani, Mruchkani, Shani Oichel, Shani Toyim, it sounds like that they all have the same bottom line effect. However, based on what Shmuel just said, no. Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Mruchkani Mimcha alone is mutual. Shani Oichel Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha is only one directional. I wouldn't know that from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah sounds like Osir, they're all the same. And therefore, says Shmuel, the Mudrani Mimcha, you should add to the words Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Oicha Lecha, or Shani Toyim Lecha, to limit the scope that it should only be one directional and not two directional.
I think there has to be some sort of bifurcation, because Ochel Mimcha is much more specific than Modrani distance, meaning that the first three terms are more ambiguous, and then this fourth and fifth, Ochel and the other
and
one.
Toem.
and toim are much more specific.
Absolutely.
So how could you lump them all in one?
That is exactly what Shmuel is concerned about. It sounds like for the Mishnah we're lumping them all together in one large category. Says Shmuel, you cannot. Because if you're going to lump them all together and say you have five separate cases, the first three are mutual. The last two, as you say, are very specific. It's only me against you, and not du tzadi. It's not mutual.
And what is how do we understand? I'm distancing myself from you. Is there a certain amount of
I see that
distance,
all of this.
Is that their version of social distancing?
Ariel, I see that this is a matter of great concern to you. And so therefore, we're going to do the rare exception, and we're going to jump ahead, where I'm going to show you that all of your issues are being addressed and resolved. I'd like to jump. So that, to take away, to relieve your anxiety. Exactly. If you want to turn all the way to the bottom of the Amud, we don't have to turn any pages. The Gemara is going to go and say that Shmuel, in fact, we're going to reinterpret that the reason why you have to have the two together, Mudrani and the Shani Oichalecha, is because Mudrani is much too vague. Okay. If you look four lines from the bottom of the Yamid, my time of why do you have to add Shani Oichalecha? Because Mudrani Mimcha, Loi Mishtina Batoch Mashma, maybe just means that I'm not going to talk to you anymore. That's the Mudrani. Not that I'm not going to eat from you, or I'm not going to go and be toyim from you. I'm just not going to talk to you. Umar Vishani Mimcha means Liavin Imoch. Masu Matan Mashma. Maybe it means there's going to be a distance. I'm not going to do any more business with you. Until now, we used to have a robust business. Forget about it. Where you're going to have the social distancing. It's not 6 feet, it's going to be 8 feet, because it's going to be 4 hours. And therefore, you have to add Shani Oichalcha. Are you now, Baruch Hashem, appeased? Baruch Hashem. But we're not at that point yet. At the point that we are now is the Mudrani Mimcha is sufficient to answer, to prohibit relationships on a mutual basis. I'm not allowed to eat from your kiddush, you're not allowed to eat from my kiddush. I'm not allowed to go and eat from, I'm not allowed to be toyim, even taste. You can't go and taste from me, etc. That's all if it's Mudrani Mimcha alone, l'chudei. If you say Mudrani Mimcha and you add Shari Oichalecha, then it's only one direction, it doesn't go both directions. That's how the Gemara learns at this point. Where does Shmuel take this from? Ki hodi Omar, well, the second line from the top. Ki hodi Omar of Yosef Rav Chanina, Mudrani Hemoch Shneyen Asurim. If you use the words Mudrani Hemoch alone, without any other words, both of them are awesome. Yes.
Sorry, so I thought you're not allowed to make a shvuah where you're affecting someone else. So how could we have this two-way thing, meaning you're forcing someone to do something?
Why can you not go and do it?
No, you're forcing someone. They can't just... You're saying, on myself, I'm not going to enjoy from you.
In my possessions.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to enjoy from me.
I'm saying, but I thought you're not allowed to make a shavua that includes someone forcing someone else.
Thought is not... It's a wonderful moral thought, but legally that thought does not hold out. Okay. Meaning, just I can go and asser your possessions on me, and I can asser my possessions on you. I can go and say, this is my tissue box, I don't want you to use these tissues anymore, and then you're not allowed to, because I make a neder against you, as if I'm makdish it. I'm not makdish it, legavoya, make a korban out of it, but I can go and put an iser, a spell on it, that you are not allowed, only you, nobody else, you're not allowed to use my tissues. And then of course I can go and say, I don't want to use your tissues. Is it a nice thing to do? We're not talking over here about niceness. We're talking about the legal effect. Okay? So far, so good. Now, what's in fact the reason why when you say Mudrani Mimcha, both of them become Moser? As our Choshev guest, Ariel, already pointed out, I don't see that. Mudrani Mimcha means that I make a neder upon myself. Mimcha, not to have a nor from you. Omer Fashani, I'm going to stick away from you, stay away from you. I'm going to distance myself. How do we know that it's dutz dadi, that it becomes mutual? So for this, we have to see the Ran, because only with the Ran will we understand the next shtikli gemara. So look at the top Ran, all the way in the top. The Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, etc. Nirbi Eina, the Hainu Taimer. What's the reason why Shnei Nasur? Mishum de Mashma Mudr Ani, I am Asur. That's easy. Una Chosai, not only me, but also all of my possessions are asr mimcha from you, huminachasech, and from your possession. Hilkach, kimun de bechlal ani have in the chosim. When I say mudrani, means not only I'm not going to have a no, but my nechosim are not going to have a no. Al korchich chaveiro nami osir boy. It must be that the chaver is also osir on a mutual basis. Why? The Eloi nechosim lav b'nei is hanuye mechaveiro minhu. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to go and say words that not only will I be osir to have a no from you, but my tissue box cannot have hanor from you. My chair and my table cannot have hanor from you. What does that mean? My table cannot have hanor from you. Those words seem to be totally meaningless. That I shouldn't have hanor, I'm not going to take a present from you, I'm not going to eat kiddush from you. But to go and say that my tissue box, my bottle of seltzer, my table, my chair are not going to have hanor from you, that doesn't have any.
But livestock, people owned animals in those days,
yeah.
Saying my animals you can't feed my animals. They won't have hanor from you.
Ah, okay. The Gemara, the Ran and the Gemara doesn't bring that, so apparently they felt that would be an exception to the rule. That works. But otherwise, it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. So now, being that doesn't make any sense to say that my nechosim shouldn't have hanor from you, therefore it must mean, says the Ran and says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that I and my nechosim will be osir to you as well. Not only am I prohibiting myself upon you, but I'm also prohibiting you upon me.
So the Gavra is inclusive of the Chavetz.
Okay, very good. I see you love that term. Anyway, so that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Freit Gemar Tanan. I'll show you from a Mishnah, which we're going to have in Mietzshem later on Daf Mem Zayin, that what you said doesn't make sense. Hareni Alecha Chayrim. We know that the word Chayrim from our first Mishnah is also a form of making a neder. So Hareni, I am Alecha on you, a Chayrim. Hamudr osir avul madir loy. The mudr, meaning the recipient, the person who I'm addressing. Let's say we have Reuven speaking to Shimon. Reuven says to Shimon, Hareini, I am alecha on you a chayr, which means I am osir upon you. I didn't ask it myself. I asked you. Hareini alecha, I am a chayrim to you. Therefore, don't eat my. I'm to Shabbos and give a chusim brachus kiddush. Don't come and eat from that kiddush. Because Hareini alecha, I am on you a chayr. So Hamudr is osir, Shimon is osir. Avamadalai. The madr is not osir because I didn't ask myself to eat from your chusim toira kiddush. I asked you to eat from my chusim brachus kiddush. Aha. So there, the Mishnah really only uses the term Hareini alecha chayrim Hamudr osir. The Gemara is medayik avamadalai. But the madr is mutter. Frank Gemara, why is the madr mutter? If you said Hareini alecha, Rashi, we'll see in a moment, alecha means on you, not only you, but it's also kolel the nechosim as well. Like we said a moment ago. How can you go and aser and say that the nechosim should not have hanoah? That doesn't make sense. You can only say a person should have no hanoah from the nechosim. But you can't go and say the nechosim shouldn't have hanoah from you. And therefore, what we have to say is, Freit Gemara, is the chshver on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Let's look at the second shtickl ran. Tanan hareini alecha chayrim hamudr osir v'madr loy. V'amai. Why do you say that the madr is not osir? Neimud alecha nami kolel chaveri unechasav. Like the previous ran. V'kivin shekein. Af amadr litzar. Then the madr should also become osir. De'iloy. If not, nechse chaveri. You can't go and say the nechosim should not get hanoah from someone. That doesn't make sense. Barry gave an example of livestock, but an inanimate type of nechosim, like chairs and tables and bottles of seltzer and boxes of tissues, you can't go and say they should not have hanoah from you. What, this tissue, don't allow that person to go and blow his nose into you, because if he does, then you're giving hanoah to that person. That type of language, it's the nechosim receiving hanor. In that case, the nechosim are receiving, the tissue is receiving the other person's mucus. I don't know that that would be considered hanor. So the point of all of this is that when you use the terms mudrani or alecha, in those cases the Ran says that that's Rabbi Yosef Chanina's chidush, that since it's inclusive of not only the person, it's inclusive of the nechassim, where it doesn't make sense to go and say that the nechassim should not receive hanor, automatically it converts it into a mutual type of neder. If it converts it to mutual neder, Drek Dimura, why do I say Hareini Alecha Chayim Hamuder is also? But the Madir, by definition, is Mutter. Why? After all, the words Hareini Alecha Chayim, if it means, in fact, not only the person, but also the Nechasim, then it's got to be a mutual, back and forth, multi-directional type of neder. Them both should be also. Says the Gemara, you're right. Kigoyin is talking about an exceptional case, the Parish, that after he said, Hareini Alecha Chayim, he said, however, the at olai loy. I'm only doing it a one directional, not a two directional type of neder. Hareini Alecha, I am usher to you, but the at olai loy, but you're not usher to me. I'm not ushering myself. I'm only ushering you. That's why Hamudar Asr Abu Madaloy. But the Gemara says, in a Hanami contribution, Chanina, you have to add these three words, the Atolai Loi, because otherwise it would go in both directions.
Excuse me, we use three terms here. Madir, Modar, Madir, and Nodar.
Where do we find Nodar?
Nodar, just we said it. Nodar Asr. Yeah.
The Madir and Nodar is the same thing.
Okay, Madir.
Madir is the person who's making the Nader.
And Nodar is?
It's the person who's making the Nader.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. The Mudar is the recipient of that Nader.
Okay.
He's the one that's affected by the Nader. Okay. Let's continue on that Mishnah Baita. Instead of saying, Hareini Alecha Chayim, what happens if he says, At Olai Chayim? You, Shimon, you are Osir on me. At, you, Olai Chayim, are Osir on me. Hanoider Osir, the Noider, the Madir, the one making the vow, has Asir himself. He says, you are Osir on me. And now we're going to be Madaik, Avamudalai. But the Mudr does not become Osir. In other words, it doesn't go the other way. I am not allowed to have a Noah from you, but you're allowed to have a Noah from me. Why? Why don't you say again? Since it says Olai, doesn't Olai include Nechosai? And since it's impossible to talk about a nechosim having hanoah from a person, so it must be that it goes in both directions. If it goes in both directions, then both of them should be also. So Zigmar, you're right. It's talking about kigoyin. After he said, hare at olai chayrim, he said, bo te porish vano aloch loy. Only at olai chayrim, you are going to be also on me. But I am not going to be usher on you. He has to add those words, because otherwise the word olai is broad enough to include the nechassim, and it would make it usher mutually on both directions. So Zimah, okay, so I heard what you have to say. Avostamamai, what would be in a case where you didn't add these magic words, the at olai loy, or v'ano aloch loy, but he would just go and say, hareini olecha chayim, or Hariat Olai Chayim. What would be the din? Shnei Masurim. Then both of them will be Aser because of the fact that Olai and Ani and Areni all includes the Nechasim. Frank Timor, if that's the case, something funny safe. Let's continue on to the safe of that Mishnah. Hareini Olecha. Viat Olai. Here it's crystal clear. Hareini, I am Aser to you. Viat Olai, and you are Aser on me. Shneim Asurim. So Timor, it's Masha from that Mishnah. Hadain hu dishneim asurim. When he has said it explicitly and expressly, so that nobody should have any shyness whatsoever. Hareini, I am asur alech on you, and you are asur on me. Then shneim asurim. Astama, if he didn't say it with that type of express, explicit language, but he would only go and say l'marshal, Hareini alecha chayrem, then who asur v'chaver muta? Then it would only go in one direction. It wouldn't go in both directions. Ezach shvein Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina. Yes, Arya.
So the actual verbiage of the Mishnah is mimcha. Now you're saying alecha. Is mimcha and alecha synonymous?
I love the way you asked that question, because that's going to be the next shtickle gemar. Yot gemar. And therefore, we have L'chayda asked a very strong kasha on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who says that when you just say Mudrani Mimcha, it goes in both directions, Shnei and Asurin. But from this Mishnah, it sounds like only if you say it expressly. Hareini Olach, Diat Olai. Says Imai Elohachi Itma. We're going to go and change the words of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That what? Hachi Itma Dereich Rabbi Chanina, Mudrani L'cha, Mudrani L'cha, L'cha, Shnei Masur. Mudrani Emecha, or like the Mishnah said, Mudrani Mimcha, who also Bechaveirei Mutter. It depends if you say the word Lecha or Mimcha. Why is there a difference between Lecha and Mimcha? So if you look at the next Quran, which is parallel, Elihachi Itmar Rabbi Yosef Chanina Mudrani Lecha, Shnei Masurim, says the Ran, the Lecha Mashma, Lecha to you, Kloimar Nechasai Asurim Lecha, my nechasim are now usher on you. Umashma mishelcha. The word lecha also sounds like from you, from your nechasim. Mashenke mehemach or mimcha tuli mashma hachi. The word mimcha is only one direction from you. The word lecha means to you, or lecha can also mishelcha, something that belongs to you. Now, if you say to yourself, boy, that sounds so far fetched. You notice here by the kloimar, there's a little asterisk. That asterisk takes us to the Gilyan Hashas, and the Gilyan Hashas says, don't you remember from our Tanakh Shir, the Pasuk in Shoftim? You have Gilyan Hashas here on the right-hand margin. V'chein b'Pasuk Shoftim Yudzayin Beis. Look it up, Rabbi Yisrael. HaKesef Asher Lukach L'cha. That Pasuk is talking about both money that you took and money that was yours, that was taken from you. The word L'cha over there is susceptible to two interpretations. Lukach L'cha. You took it. Or lukach licha, that it was taken from you, shalcha, your money was taken. Ah, so you see the word licha is susceptible to both interpretations. So if you taka say the word licha, oh, shnei and asur. If you say mimcha, it only goes in one direction, not in both. So let's go again. El hachim in the reach of chanina. Mudani licha, shnei and asur. Mudani himach, who wasr, the chaveiroi mutter. Then only he would be asur and not his chaveiroi, because he just said, mudrani mimcha. I'm answering myself from you. Only me. I'm not answering you. I'm answering myself from you. So now we fall away from this whole concept of lechosim, having enough from you, having enough from me. We're now distinguishing between lecha and mimcha, which is the question that you raised about 2 minutes ago before we started the shtickle.
So if we could use another problem, I could do imcha instead of, you know.
We've got enough problems with these two.
That would include both of that. Le is usually two.
Yeah, nowadays, with pronouns, you have to be very careful.
Anyway, as you know, we have Tzadik Aleph. We're going to have quite a number of other Gemaras, Mishnais, that are going to focus on the specific language. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, we have, in a sense, I don't want to say fixed, but it's no longer a kasha from that Mishnah, because Rabbi Yosef Chanina agrees that if you go and just say Chadvadrani Mimcha, it's taka in only one direction. Who was the Chaveri Mutter? And that's why that Mishnah said, Hareini Olach HaChayrim, only Mutter Aser, and the Madr is Mutter. And if he says, Hari Atalai HaChayrim, the Noider is Aser, the Mutter is Mutter. Only if he says both, Hareini Olach HaChayrim, Yishnei Masur. But otherwise, Madrani Mimcha is only one direction. Okay, so that was Rabbi Yosef Chanina. But how do we get into this? We got into this because of our Mishnah and Shmuel. V'masnis and diktoni heimach, it says in our Mishnah, v'drani mimcha, v'ukim l'masnis l'shmuel, b'kulan, in all three cases, v'drani, v'frashani, and v'ruchakani, ad shi yoymar shani toim l'cha, v'shani oichel l'cha. And then we said, who the aser v'chavei roi mutter? Then we say it goes in one direction. Av v'drani heimach, shnei masurim. Madrani Mimcha alone sounds like both are going to be Aser. But we just said now that that's not the case. Assuming Shmuel learns like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, we just said Madrani Mimcha is only who Aser? The Chaveir Mutter. So we started off today's Gemara, starting on the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis, on Tehei Amid Aleph. What did Shmuel say? Taim in the Amid Shani Oyichal Lecha Shani Toyim Lecha. Who the Asur v'chamer mutter? Then it goes only in one direction. But if he said Madrani, hey machl chudei shnei and asurin, no. We see from the Mishnah asinita zeh. We just now concluded according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Madrani mimcha alone We do not say Shnei Anasurin. Madrani Mimcha, it's only one direction. It's only if you said Licha. Then we have, it goes in both directions. But Mimcha is only in one direction. So that being the case, so what do I have to add on to the Madrani Mimcha? The Shani Oicha Licha, Shani Toyim Licha. Anyway, it's going to be Hu Diyasa V'Chaveri Mutter. Therefore, says the Gemara, El Mikor D'Shmuel Hachi Yitmar. We in fact have to go and change slightly our understanding of Shmuel. And we start over again. This is a point that you were making earlier on, Ariel, that if you only use the term Shani Oichalacha, then you're narrowing the parameters of the Neder just to Midi Dachila. If he just says the words Madrani Mimcha alone, Asr Afil Banoah, then he'd be Asr in any type of receiving of a Noah. Not only will I not go and eat from your Kiddush next Shabbos, I won't be Toeim, or I won't be Ochel, but I'm not going to have any Hanoah from you. So if you want to go and give me a present, or if you want to be Mechabed me, give me an Aliyah, if you want to go and stand up when I come in, any type of Hanoah that you want to give me, Osir, I'm not allowed any type of anoa from you. And so therefore, that's what Shmuel is saying in our Mishnah. If you say, Mudrani Mimcha alone, that would mean any type of benefit, material, financial, any type of benefit.
One way or two way?
Only one way, because okay. We're talking Mudrani Mimcha. Remember, we're okay. Going in accordance with B'yotra B'chanina, only if you say, Licha, does it go two ways. Mimcha is only one way. Uh-huh. But Mudrani Mimcha alone is so expansive because it's so vague and ambiguous. Mudrani Mimcha, I'm not allowed to have any Hanoah from you. Any Hanoah, zero, period, everything. Not just from Achila. Everything. And that's Ikor de Shmuel Hachi Yitmar. So therefore, this is what Shmuel is saying. Hu de'enu osar ele b'achila. Then he only becomes prohibited from Achila, from eating. Mudrani Mimcha alone, osar afila banoah, much broader than just Achila. Say tomorrow, if that's in fact what Shmuel intended to say, that's not the way I read it. The bottom of this omid on the Dalet Amid Beis, Taim Adiyam Shani Oy Lecho Shani Oy Lecho Hu Di Aser Lechaveir Mutter. But Mudrani Mimcha Lechudei Shnei Nasurin. That's not what Shmuel is trying to convey to us. Shmuel is trying to convey to us that Mudrani Mimcha is so broad that it would include everything, not just Achila. And therefore, says Shmuel, you have to add Shani Oichalacha, Shani Toyim Lacha, to limit it to Midi the Achila, Midi the Te'ima, and not Midi the Hanah. So, Feitimori Yehochi Le Mishmuel Achi. This is in fact what Shmuel should say. The Imloi Omar, now you see the Aleph is the Bach, and the Bach changes the gears in our Gemara. So let's go up to the Bach on the right hand margin, and we say, Yehochi Le Mishmuel Achi, the Imloi Omar, Shani Oichalacha. If he doesn't use the magic words, Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Oichalacha, he just says, Mudrani Mimcha, stop, end of the sentence, then is Osra Philip Bahano. That's what Shmuel should have said. Not start talking about Hudi Osir, Chaveir Mutter, Shnei Nasurin. That is not Nogeya, that is not the thrust of what Shmuel is trying to tell us, and in fact, it's inaccurate, because Mudrani Mimcha, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, it's only one direction. It doesn't go bi-directional. And therefore, the real key that Shmuel is trying to convey, his real message is that if you add Shani Oichalacha, I limit it to Achila. If I leave out Shani Oichalacha, it's broad, vague, ambiguous, and includes any conceivable Hano whatsoever.
But the Lecha can go the same thing we learn from the other Girsa that could go both ways.
Yeah, but we just finished according to B'yotra B'chanina that it's only by Lecha it can go both ways. But Mimcha, it can only go one way. So therefore, that teaching of Shmuel...
Lecha goes both ways.
What Bill is asking now is, and the Gemara doesn't address it, that there's another reason why I have a problem according to Shmuel's learning. Because if Shmuel is following in the footsteps of Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, and he says Lecha means both, guess what? Forget about Mudrani Mimcha. Shani oichel lecha, lecha goes both directions. Shani oichel lecha, I won't eat from you, and you cannot eat from me because of the word
lecha. Two ways.
Exactly. So the Ram and the other Mefarshim address that question. Lechoyre, the only time Rav Yehoshua ben Hanina said it, if you say something like Madrani lecha, when he says Shani oichel lecha, Shani oichel, that I eat lecha, it sounds like it's only in one direction. And therefore, the lecha that goes both directions, that could be that. That's what.
A different lecha from a different pasuk.
Anyway, so bottom line is, Veik Dimara, lechoyre Shmuel's pshat. If Shmuel is making this distinction between Madrani Mimcha, which means any Hana, Shnei Oichel Lecha limits it, why didn't he say that? So it says, Elohachi Itmar. And therefore, we're up to six lines from the bottom of the Yomit. Elohachi Itmar, this is what we have to say in the name of Shmuel. Taim di Omer Shnei Oichel Lecha, Shnei Toim Lecha, Hu di Asur. That's when I aser him at all on Achila or Te'ima or in anything. Avul Omer Mudrani Emach. If he just said Mudrani Mimcha alone, Loi Mash Madi Omer Aser. That language is so vague that I don't even know that there's an Isser. What do you mean that I don't know that there's an Isser? Because I have no idea what he meant by Mudrani Mimcha. For instance, my time. Because Mudrani Mimcha might mean not that I'm not allowed to have Hanom or I'm not allowed to eat from your Kiddush, but rather Loi Mishteina Badoch Mashma, that I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Mudrani Mimcha, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Omer Vishani Mimcha means Liyavidna Imach Masu Matin. That has nothing to do with Hano or Achila. It means I'm not going to do any business with you. Mashma. Meruchakani Mimcha Liyka'in the Bedalad Amis Tiloch Mashma. Social distancing. I'm going to stay away from you. I'm not going to stand within your Dalad Amis. Maybe that's what all these terms mean. And therefore, what the Gemara is going to call this on the top of the Amid Beis is Yodayim She'enam Moichichos. Which means it's since the metaphor that the Ram gave us at the beginning of the Masechta is that you want to pick up the pot, you can pick it up with the handles. We're talking about that it's missing a handle. And now it's going to be hard to pick up just with one handle. It's a hot pot, and there's a lot of hot soup there. If I can hold it with both handles, good. But with one handle, it might spill. Right? That's called Yadayim She'enam Moichichos. Says the Gemara, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Mubchakani Mimcha, is so vague, I don't really know what the person has in mind. Does it mean that he's not going to eat with me? Does it mean that he's not going to give me Hano? He's not going to take Hano? I don't know what it means. Maybe it just means he's not going to talk to me. He's not going to do business. He's not going to stand in my Dalad Amis. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's what Shmuel is teaching us in the Mishnah. Don't just say Meruchakani Mecha. Don't just say Merufashani Mecha. You have to add Shani Oichalecha. Now I understand what you're talking about. You're talking about not to have any right to eat from him. Based on what you're telling me, your Shmuel holds a yad she'ena mechiach. She'ena mechiach means that it's not crystal clear. Le'havin yadayim is not a good yad. Is that what you're saying? Yes, in. That's in fact exactly what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel moikim lo lamasnis in Rabbi Yehuda. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to address that in a moment. So finally, we have now, I believe, at least for today, the final pshat of Shmuel in our Mishnah, when Shmuel coupled the Mudrani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Mechkani Mimcha, with the word Shani Oichel Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha, we had a number of different explanations. According to the final explanation that we're learning now is, says Shmuel, you know why you have to add Shani Oichel Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha? Because Mudrani, Mufreshani, Meruchkani is so vague that it has no meaning, no legal effect, no efficacy. Because I don't know what it means. Mudrani,
I thought we, according to Yehoshua Panina, that we said it does have efficacy. But two ways.
I mean, if you just say, remember, going back to Yehoshua Panina, if he says Lecha, it goes both ways. Uh-huh. If it's Mimcha, it's only one way.
But just without the modifier Lecha or Mimcha.
Exactly. But now Shmuel says Shkoyach, but now Mimcha what? Mudrani Mimcha. It's only one way. But one way what? I'm not allowed to go and go to your shir. I'm not allowed to go and eat Kiddush from you. I'm not allowed to talk to you. I'm not allowed to do business with you. I'm not allowed to borrow your tissue. What does it mean?
So only Shmuel requires specificity?
And Shmuel says that that's Pshat in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah requires specificity.
But the other Mandi Amar does not.
And who is that other Mandi Amar? That's the Mishnah which we're going to quote next, as soon as we finish this discussion. Okay? So that's how Shmuel ends up.
So, a Madrani Mokar means nothing. We say the guy's off the hook.
I would say it means the opposite. It means everything.
Well, we don't know. We're saying
exactly. Is meaningless?
Meaningless. We have a new diet. Let's look at the last run on the bottom of Hey Omid Aleph, which continues on to Vov to Hey Omid Beis. The last line. Time of the hour. If he just says Madrani Mimcha alone, mutter. No Isser whatsoever. Ruchukani Mimcha, mutter. Mufreshani Mimcha, mutter. But Taimu Mishum, the Loy Mashma di Omer Asa. Because just by saying Mudrani Mufreshani, doesn't say Isser over there. The Havalahu, Yadayim Shein Mechichos. The Loy Havan Yadayim. Why is that? The Dilma Mudrani Mimcha, the Loy Mishtina Badoch Mashma. Doesn't mean that I won't eat at your kiddush or I won't have a nah. Means I won't talk to you. Okay, so let's say, okay. So the minimum, let's say that now he's not allowed to talk to him based on Mudrani Mimcha. No, that is also not Osir. Because I don't know by Mudrani Mimcha. Does it mean I am now Osir to you and therefore I don't want you to have a nah from me? Or I don't want you to talk to me? I don't want you to look at me. I don't want you to stand in my Dalet Amis. I don't know. The language is so vague that these are not proper handles. I can't hold this pot with these handles. These handles will break, or perhaps they're broken already. From the previous price. Anyway, the bottom line is, Shmuel is telling us pshat in the Mishnah that the reason why I have to append the words Shani Oichalcha, Shani Toimlcha, to the words Mechakani, Mufreshani, Mudrani, because otherwise those three terms on their own, Mudrani, Mufreshani, Mechakani, are so vague, they are legally meaningless. Now, where does Shmuel take this from? From Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? That now we have a Mishnah. Gufo shall get. When you're writing a get, Chas V'Sholem, the main words of the get is Hariat, Muteris, L'Chalodam, you, Sprinza, you, Nancy, you're now mutter to go and marry anybody you want. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, no, that's not enough. You have to write in, V'dein. V'dein means, and this, the heavy lichi minoy, that you're going to receive from me, meaning this piece of paper, this get, should be a sefer tiruchin, the geres shvukin, and by the way, the Gemara leaves out a third term, because if you go to four lines before the bottom of the Amid, it's sefer tiruchin. The get peturin, the igeris shvukin. All of these three terms are synonymous terms. They're like whenever the lawyers write, and this document should be null and void. Why don't you say it's null or just void? Or they'll say null and void and of no further legal effect whatsoever. These are just synonymous terms. So here too, sefer tiruchin, sefer and igeris and get peturin and igeris shvukin. All mean this is a get with a capital gimel. If you had any doubts, this is a get. Get out. We're separating. We are leaving each other forever and ever and ever. That's it. But you have to write those magic words according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tanakhama, you don't have to write those magic words. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you have to write these magic words? So Ran says, Tupshat. Ran says, because if you just wrote Hari At Muteris L'Chalot, without writing V'dein, and this, you have a lichi minoi, I might think that this is just an amira and not a ksiva, that he's telling his wife, Sprinza, Nancy, Hariat Muteres L'Chalam, you're allowed to go and marry whoever you want. Even though it's written on a piece of paper. However, the paper is only liraya, just as evidence, as opposed to the kinyan, that is separating you from me, wife from husband.
She could only be muteret lechol adam if he, meaning that, you know, so why do you need the extra verb? Meaning that by him saying you're allowed to all, that means he is telling her so long.
What does it add? What's it adding? If she's mutter, she's mutter. If she's not, she's not. Right.
Very good.
She can't be mutter l'chol adam otherwise.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. Now, what happens if you have John Smith and Nancy Smith, until now Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they come in front of Bezdin. And John says to Nancy, and he screams at the top of his lungs, Hari at muteres l'chol Adam. You can marry anybody that you want.
Gornish.
Is she able to go marry anybody that she wants? He has to write on a piece of paper.
He is writing at muteres
l'chol Adam. Exactly.
Absolutely right. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't use the words v'dein dehevid lichi minoi, I might think he's giving her a receipt, if you want. He's giving a certificate. He's just giving a piece of paper. I know you don't like this, no, but that's Rabbi Yehuda's view. The Tanakhama disagrees. If you prefer Tanakhama, that's fine with me. Said, sorry?
Is it a get basically a receipt, meaning saying that
no,
she is?
No,
the get is a legal document that's effecting. If you go to a closing, for instance, where you're selling a house, you have that fancy schmancy piece of paper, it's a transfer, a bill of transfer, and it's at 12 pages, and it's signed, and it's sealed, and a ba-bum, 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 and notarized, and then you can, at the end of the thing, you can have the lawyer give you a simple piece of paper, I hereby confirm that the closing took place today, you pay this, and he paid that, and you own this property, and we're done. Obviously, the first has legal effect, the second one does not. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if you just have on the piece of paper, it has the same legal effect as if you just had an Amira Ba'alma. John says to Nancy, you're free to go on your life and marry whoever you want. Legally has no effect. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it'll only have effect if you make it clear that this document is the gift that's effecting that Hari at Muteres L'Chalodim. That is the first pshat in the Ran. The second pshat in the Ran is that the word over here is not the V'dain, that he's saying that you are now separated from me. That it has to be crystal clear that he's saying to Nancy, you're no longer married to me. Because without that magic word, minoy, he might be saying, you're not married to Bill. Or you're not married, sorry, Bill. Not married to Harry. You're not married to Walter. Minoy means for me. So that this is a separation of you from me. If you don't believe me, if you look at the top line of the Omid on Vov Omid Aleph, the Ein Odom Megarish is Eishes Chaveiroi. A person cannot go and give a get for somebody else. John Smith cannot give a get to Mrs. Jones and say, we're no longer married. Mazel Tov, they were never married in the first place. So that wouldn't make it. So now, how do I know that that's pshat in this Rabbi Yehuda? If you look at the Ran, starting Rabbi Yehuda Omer V'dein, which is about eight lines before the wide lines. Rabbi Yehuda Omer V'dein. The Eloi Kosev V'dein. V'dein means this document. Have you done Shem Mechichos? The Dilma B'dibura Megarish Lo. Kiddo, come on. Maybe it's only B'dibur. He's not. Yeah, but it's written over here. Yeah, it's written in the form of a confirmation, of a receipt, of a certificate. She'll hold it in her pocket. But that's not the get. You want to make sure it's a get. Write V'dein. This is the get. Hit it over the head. Hit the wife over the head. This is the get. If you just say, Hari Atmu Teres L'Chalodim. Maybe not. Okay, so that's one pshat, and then there's a second pshat. We don't have the benefit of the corrections. I'm going to borrow this Gemara. Thank you very much. See, it's from my toy. That's why the person sitting next to me has to be very helpful. He adds a few words over here. The Dibura Megarish Lo Kidal Kamon is a Vav. The Vav says, Kenrin Megarish Inami Lav Ihu Kamegarish Lo. He is not the one that's being Megarish. Kiramrin Lekamon, like we're going to see a little bit further in the Gemara, that he is divorcing her from somebody else, but perhaps not from himself. The only way that it's Muchik, that it's from himself. See, here you have the tuck in the Pirush Rush. You see the Rush on the left-hand margin, Rush, right before the wide lines. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oid Tzorech Lichtoi V'dein Yehav Lichi Minoi. Ava Iloi Kosev Minoi. See, the key word is, according to Rush, if he left out the word minoy, le'muchach shehu megarisha. It's not clear that he is going and divorcing her, because he didn't say minoy. Rabbanan sabri beloy minoy nami. What do you need minoy for? Ain't on the megarish eitzes chaveiroi. Are you nuts? Would I go and give a get to Mrs. Smith? I'm not married to Mrs. Smith. I'm married to my wife, and I'm married to somebody else. But Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's got to be so crystal clear. He's saying, you are divorced from me. Make sure you're not divorced from Yankel, from Beryl, from Shmerel. You're divorced from me. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So since Rabbi Yehuda holds back in our Gemara that you need your Dayim Mechichos, so again, we have the two pshatim. Either your Dayim Mechichos is that this is the document, it's not just a verbiage, not just a piece of paper. This is the get. Or minoy, it's from me as opposed to from somebody else. Those are the crystal clear words. That's why Shmuel says, I agree with Reb Yehuda. And that's why if you just say mudrani alone, it's not clear what he meant. It doesn't mean not to talk to me, not to eat from me, not to invite me to your house, not to come to my house. The whole thing is so vague, it's meaningless. Frank Timar, amai dochik Shmuel le'ukman le'masis in Kerab Yehuda, lo'ik me'kerabonan, avagav de'en yudai mechichas. So you ask more a very, very simple question. Shmuel is allowed to hold whatever he holds. However, there's obviously a machloikis over here. The Tanakama holds, hariyat muteres l'cholam, and that's enough. Even though it's yudaim she'en mechichas, there's no v'dei, minoi, it's still enough. So maybe our Mishnah goes according to that Tanakama, and our Mishnah holds mudrani is enough. You don't have to have full-blown, express, explicit language. Mudrani mimcha, you'll figure it out on your own. Yadayim shen mechichas. Maybe, havian yadayim. How do you know Pshat in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? And therefore you have to couple the two together. Meruchukani mimcha, shani oichalecha, meruchukani mimcha, shani toyim lecha. Who says? Maybe that's not necessary. Mudrani is enough. I don't know what it means. Yadayim shen mechichas. The Tanakhama says yadayim shen mechichas is enough. Even though these vague terms are enough to establish an iser. Amar Rava, Masisa Kashise. The reason why Shmuel said the Pshat Davka according to Yehuda, because otherwise the Mishnah is difficult. Amai Tani Shani Oichal Lecha Shani Toyim Lecha. Listen, Shani Oichal Shani Toyim. Take out the word Lecha. And the Meforshim explained, because since Reuven is talking to Shimon, and he says, Reuven, Shani Toyim. Shani Oichal. Now, who's he talking to? He's not talking to a person in Eretz Yisrael or a person in Australia. He's talking to the person that he's talking to. So the word Lecha would seem to be Ibrik. Ibrik means it's superfluous. Why say Lecha? Oh, Shema Amin Abin Yidai Mechichais. It's got to be crystal clear. No vague stuff. It's got to be clear. The Mudrani Mimcha is not clear. It only becomes clear if you add Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Oichal Lecha. Because otherwise, it's so vague, it has no legal effect. So now this Machloikas of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, of that price, of the Mishnah, as well as Shmuel, in fact, is a big, big Machloikas between others as well. Abai Varova, Itma, Yadayim Shein Mechichos. When you have a handle which is not a clear handle, in other words, the handle is it's a brochen abyssal. It's a little bit of a broken handle. It's not crystal clear. It's a vague handle. Abai Omer Havin Yadayim, that's enough. You don't need more than that. Varova Omer Loi Havin Yadayim. No, no, it's got to be crystal clear. Omer Rova, Reb Idi, Azbrali, Reb Idi explained to me, Omer Kroit says in the Pasuk, Nozir Lahazir Lashem, Makish Yodes Nazirus Lenazirus. We have a hekesh between Yad Nazirus to Nazirus itself. That's how we started off this whole sugi. You can remember on Daf Gimel, the mokor of Yad by Nadorim by Nazirus. It says, Nozir Lahazir, Nazirus, Yad of Nazirus is just like Nazirus. Aha. Nama Nazirus Bahaflo, just like Nazirus has to be Bahaflo. What means Bahaflo? Bahaflo means it has to be crystal clear. How do you know it has to be crystal clear? So for those of you that have the Torah or HaSholem, the Gemara quotes a posik from Parshas Nosoi, thank you. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'yamar talem, ish oy isha, ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir. What it means ki yafli? Yafli means you have to express it and you have to say it explicitly. No vagueness. It's got to be crystal clear about flaw. Oh, so if the ikur neder has to be a flaw, Af Yodas Naziris have to be Bahaf Law, and therefore if you have a Yad, Shem Eina Moichiach, Loi Havin Yodayim. And now that we've established that this is a machloket between Abaye and Rava, we go back to the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan of before. Leimah Beplukt, the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, Kamif Legi, Titnan, Gufay Shal Get, Hari Atmuteres Chalodim, that is sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, that's not enough. You gotta see V'day. You have a Lichi Minoi, Sefer Tiruchim. Get peturim, get shivuchim. It's got to be crystal clear. It's Abaye that said that yadayim she'enam mechichos having yadayim holds like the rabbanim. Hariat muteris is enough. V'rova di amakrib Yehuda. No, no, it's not enough. You got to say v'dayim. You have lichiminoi. L'choyd, it's the same machloek. Amalachabaye, no. I know the amayafil Reb Yehuda. I can hold like Reb Yehuda too. I can't like Reb Yehuda be'inan yadayim mechichos elegabi get. To be in on krisus v'leka. When you're giving a sefer krisus, dover ha-koyres beinoy le-beino, this is going to end our relationship forever and ever. That's it, boys. The buck stops here. 3 exclamation points. We're done. We're out of it. No more marriage. It's got to be absolutely crystal clear.
Also, it's written, not spoken.
100%. The cost of love.
Right. It's a different medium. You don't write a Naziris, and you don't utter a get. Each is a different media. One is written entirely, only valid written, and the other is only valid spoken.
Very good. So therefore, Abaye says, under normal circumstances, when you come to a neder, yidayin shem mechiach, havin yidayim, the reason why it couldn't Rabbi Yehuda, you have to go and spell it out explicitly and expressly. Vidayin yilichim enay. Oh, it's got to be krisus to go and show I mean it, and this is it, and this is the end. Then you have to go and be with that level of specificity, but not by a neder. I'll be alma misham is late. It's only there. I didn't hear Rabbi Yehuda talking kol ha-Torah kula. Only over there by the get. That's krisus. But otherwise, v'rova amar ano dam refil rabbanon. I can hold like rabbanon too. I can't become a rabbanon. Do like be'inon yedai mechichos. Where do you not need yedai mechichos? Like by get. By get, it's enough to say hari at muteres l'chaladim. You don't have to add the words v'day yehivlichi minoy. You know why? They are the mekaris eshet chaveri. You'd have to be nuts. You have to be a little bit erratic or crazy to go and give a gift to somebody else's wife. That doesn't make sense.
Unless you want that wife, meaning you have
you want her.
You may have a great desire and a yearning to go and marry that lady, but you're giving her a divorce from you.
Saying.
Yeah, I understand his motivation. We're talking about legal effect. My writing at a get to Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Jones or Mrs. McGillicuddy, I may want to marry all three, or may don't want to marry any of them. But certainly that kid has no legal bearing.
Unless she mistakes your intentions, you come and deliver it for someone else.
Okay. So therefore, Zok Techarava, that's the reason why the Rabbanan say you don't have to have the day Lichim Noi. So you see from this Gemara that the Mechichos, Eino Mechichos, is not so much the Ksiva or the Dibur, but really as the Minoi. That when you write Minoi, it means me, as opposed to anybody else. So Rabbi Yehuda, you better write down Minoi means me. Say the Chacham, come on, give me a break. If you didn't write me, wouldn't everybody understand that?
Context.
Avada, we're talking about me. We're not talking about your uncle Beryl Shmer. We're talking about
the only person who can divorce her is her husband.
Exactly. Avada Misham is a little bit. Otherwise, we didn't hear. So therefore, the word concludes is that it could very well be that Abaye Varova could both hold like either Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanan, Lavdavka, that he holds like him and he holds like him. So that's the conclusion of today's Gemara. Mi Hashem, we continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Lean
there. Lean there. Oh, very good. Lean there.